through the annals of time, the spirit of competition has brought humanity together to determine who is the greatest of them all. The Games of Olympus, Wimbledon, Kumite, the NCAA March Madness Tournament. Today, the aftermath brings to you another field of 16 to decide the greatest candy of them all. This is Candy Clash.
Sunshine and smile as confetti comes raining down on you. You feel a lot like the good guy. Do you know why everything's so blue? Well, love is fire and the coals are barely burning. The coal fills the emptiness that fills this empty place. I taught you to walk, but then you ran away from. That's not how it's supposed to be. I collide with love as an elusive state of mind. No, there's something else it's supposed to be. I collide with love as an elusive state of mind. Something's killing me. Tearful confessions have watered down, broken down. Chance for unrequited love to finally reach its goal. You're waiting for the axe to fall, but can't you see it lying on the ground? I collide, love is an elusive state of mind. No, there's something else it's supposed to be. I collide with love is an elusive state of mind.
Joining us for this colossal showdown of the candy brands. We have an Eastern Conference filled with chocolatey delights. We have a Western Conference filled with sweets and sours. All right, Ed, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's kick it off with a number one seed Reese's versus a 16th seed M&M. So, Reese's and M&M's. Are Reese's Pieces included in this?
I think I'd count PCs as a part of this. You know, I think Reese's, like, as a company, as the, you know, known for that trademark peanut butter, anything like that, I think qualifies. Yeah. So I'd count Reese's Pieces as part of the equation.
Yeah. Those sure are good. I think they're better than M&M's. And if you have the peanut butter cup too, Reese's, they are a strong one seed. I'm going with Reese's right off the bat.
How about you, Mary? What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go with Reese's as well, because M&M is just, you know, M&M's with, like, just chocolate with a candy-coated shell. But I feel like M&M's do have, like, different, like, varieties of M&M's now. Like, I feel like they do have some with, like, that are, like, essentially, like, Reese Pieces that have peanut butter in them. I know they have ones that have, like, what, the brown, or was it brownies, the one we have with brownies?
There might be caramel, too. There might be a caramel. Peanut, like, you know, the peanut, yeah, M&M, I think, is a strong one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I had to pick between the two, I would definitely pick the Reese's, because, yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with both of you. Yeah, the standard, regular, basic bitch, M&M, no thanks, not for me. Yeah. Like, it's fine, like, if I just need something sweet, but otherwise, Reese's all day. Reese's, yeah. Absolute. This is a dynasty right here. This one seed Reese's is coming strong for all of these sweets and chocolates. So I'm gonna give this one to the Reese's. I'll pay my respects to peanut M&Ms, but yeah, Reese's all day, day.
Yeah. Right now we have, like, what, 3 bags of Reese's just chilling in our candy bowl right now.
Yeah, there's no bags of M&Ms down there.
There's no M&Ms down there.
All right, so Reese's, the one seed, easily handles the 16-seeded M&M. Now I take it to the 8th-seeded Take 5 versus the 9th-seeded Twix. Now, the Take 5, I think, is kind of a newcomer overall. Yeah. I think it's kind of new on the candy scene. I don't think they weren't around for, they don't have the name value that the Reese's M&M does. But I think they're pretty strong and good new addition to the family.
Does Take 5 have caramel in it?
Ed, are you familiar with the Take 5?
Not so much. I couldn't break down everything that's in it. I can't bash it. I think it's a good one, but I can't think of the last one I had. I mean, that's kind of like a rarity that you get on Halloween. You get much more M&Ms and Reese's and Twix and stuff as the Take 5s, but I know there's caramel and Twix.
Yeah, the Twix is a class. Well, the Take 5, as you know, it is pretty similar to a Twix in a sense that it is like kind of a wafer covered with a pretzel. It has a pretzel on top of a wafer with caramel and then coated in chocolate. Versus the Twix, which is the classic double pack with a wafer with a strip of caramel and then coated in chocolate.
Yeah.
So I think they're very similar, but I'm going to give my vote right now to the Take 5 because I like the saltiness the pretzel gives to it. Now, Twix is classic. You know, you got the, are you a left Twix or a right Twix thing? What do you eat first? It's an iconic scene in Seinfeld where George, you know, has the Twix laid out as a classic whodunit. How about you, Ed? What are you feeling on this? Twix? You're going with the Twix?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to go with the Twix because being more familiar with it. And I like getting two in a package, you know. I'm going with the Twix.
It feels like you get your money's worth when you get two of something in one package. Mm-hmm. It is nice.
Yeah,
and then they're easily breakable that you can break it down. I mean, you're getting 4 solid bites at least. It depends how slowly you nibble it away, you know? You can't really put a whole Twix in your mouth. You know, it's not just a bite-sized candy.
How about you, Mary? What are you thinking on this?
I think I'm going to go with the Take 5 because I do like the pretzel and the sweet and the salty. And I can't remember if you, like, buy, like, a Take 5 bar, is it, like, 4 little, like, squares of it? in a package, because we usually just get like the single ones, but we never get like the actual candy bar ones. So it's like four little squares in a packet. Do you know?
I think it might only be two per pack, but they, yeah, they're like kind of, because they're kind of an awkward
like
shape.
Yeah, they're like little squares, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so take five moves us along. Yeah,
but they both carry a hefty bite. All right,
where are we at on the next matchup in the chocolate division? Yo,
Percocet, Miley Percocets, Percocet, Miley Percocets, rep the set, gotta rep the set, chase a chick, never chase a bitch,
chase no bitch,
mask on, fuck it, mask on, mask on, fuck it, mask on,
mask on.
Percocet, Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch,
chase no bitch.
Two cups, toast up with the gang,
gang, gang.
From full stops to a whole nother domain. Out the bottle, I'm a living proof, super. Ain't compromising, half a million on the coupe,
gang, gang.
Drug houses,
wow.
Looking like Peru,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Graduated, crazy. I was overdue,
I'ma do.
Pink Miley,
Miley,
I can barely move,
barely move.
Ask about me, I'm gon' bust a move.
Yeah, young Pluto.
Red James, 33 chains,
33.
Ocean now,
damn.
Cruising Biscayne,
hit fire.
Top off,
yeah.
That's a liability,
big burn.
Hit the gas,
yeah.
Boosting my adrenaline,
big fire.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire.
Rep the set,
yeah.
Gotta rep the set,
gang, gang.
Chase a chick,
chase, yeah.
Never chase a bitch,
chase
big
no fire.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off,
a bitch.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off,
bitch.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
big fire.
Chase a chick,
yeah.
Never chase a bitch,
don't chase no bitches.
Photo Maven,
photo.
I drive anything,
yeah.
Buy my range,
yeah.
Make them go insane,
yeah.
My guillotine. Drink from Melazine,
drink from me.
Taking beams,
yeah.
Go to those extremes,
let's go,
Parliament,
Parliament.
Calamari wins,
yeah.
Parlay in Vegas, we was in attendance,
let's go,
before the business,
yeah.
Theodore lenses,
Theodore
more prescriptions,
yeah.
Focus on the mission,
put my phone,
intermission,
hold on.
Never take a break,
we can't pull on.
Switch states,
switch
down foreign plates,
speech,
ain't no way, ain't no fucking way,
no,
we come to play. We didn't come to play,
no.
Rock the bank, we gon' rock the game. Again, they gang, we gang,
gang.
But they are not the same.
We bang
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire.
Rep the set,
yeah.
Gotta rep the set,
gang, gang.
Chase a chick,
chase.
Never chase a bitch,
chase
big
fire.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off,
big fire.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off,
big fire.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fun,
chase a chick,
chase, yeah,
never
yeah.
Chase a bitch,
chase
big
no fun.
Mask on,
fuck your mask off.
Mask on,
fuck your mask off.
Mask on,
fuck your mask off.
Gash gone,
never nod off.
Alright, that takes us to the 4th seeded Kit Kat versus the 13th seed Milky Way.
Mmm, I like a Milky Way. It's just so intricate. There's so much to it, and you know I don't even have to go into what's all in there, the nougat and what's all the ingredients to a Milky Way. I just know that it's good, and when it like when you take that bite and you peel away, and that caramel is like just floating through the wind breeze. And there's just something about it that it's just like I love. Just biting into a Milky Way and just seeing that caramel just wave in the brisk breeze.
Oh, you're making me hungry. Okay, I'm liking where you're going with that. Oh, the image of that just caramel just hanging there. Ah, now about the Kit Kats though. You know, this is I think kind of this is like a it's a classic crispy wafer. There's a nice satisfying crunch to them. What how do you feel about the Kit Kat, Mary?
It's pretty bland for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I would eat it, you know, but I would prefer the Milky Way over it because, like Ed described, it's all about the caramel and the, what is it? It's like...
Caramel and nougat.
Nougat, yes. But Yeah, all you're getting out of the Kit Kat is some, you know, crunch and some chocolate. So I think I'm going with Milky Way.
I can put down a lot of Kit Kats, though. Like if you have a bowl of Kit Kats, like, I feel like I could just go to Pound Town and just, like 15 of them.
Absolutely. And if we're going to talk value, I mean, you get, like, what, at least four little bars of Kit Kats per, like, single-size bar. If you get two Twix, you get four, like, slivers of Kit Kat. So, like, there's a good value to it, like, for, you know, four pieces per packet.
Yeah, you know? I don't think, like, many people don't really buy, like, the king-size Milky Way either, I feel like. I feel like, just the regular-size Milky Way is just, like, it's just enough. You're not really going to be eating two Milky Ways at a time, but Kit Kats, I feel like it's almost like eating chocolate crackers, that it's like, I could go through a box of these crackers right now. That's kind of how Kit Kats are.
Yeah.
But I'm still going with Milky Way.
I believe that I and Mary are with you on that, which takes us to the next matchup. We have the 5th-seeded Snickers versus the 12th-seeded Zero Bar.
I've never really been a huge Snickers fan. I don't know if it's because, like, when I was younger, we used to go to the pool at Kings Island, and we would take Snickers bars, and we would throw them into the wave pool, and then everyone would have to get out of the wave pool because they thought, like, you know,
there was
something floating in the pool, and that's how we used to get the wave pool to evacuate, and just because of that, I just, like, never really, but Zero Bars are my thing. Like, I love Zero Bars. I've always loved Zero Bars. I mean, it's kind of like how I've always rewarded myself. Like, even back when I was, played a lot of basketball and stuff, and after a basketball game, be like, man, I ran a lot. I should eat a Zero Bar. And, like, you know, if you ever go camping, it's like, do I really need to pack a cooler, or do I just buy a Coke, a canned Coke and a Zero Bar, and I should be able to get through the night? A Zero Bar can just kind of, like, just give you enough sugar and, like, fill up your stomach enough that, like, you just, that and a Coca-Cola is just a meal in itself, and definitely will get you to the next dinner and next lunch or next breakfast, because that and a Zero Bar and a Coca-Cola is just pretty much what I would probably eat if, like, I was sitting on a bench waiting for, like, Armageddon to happen and the nukes were going to drop in 5 minutes. I would want a Zero Bar, a Coca-Cola, and an American Spirit cigarette. And I'd be good with it.
What a great call. I'm there with you on that. Now, you know, I got to say, the Zero Bar is a worthy addition to this. This is what I'm glad to have on the bracket. I feel like it might be a little obscure to some people, though. Can you describe what the Zero Bar is, Ed?
Well, you have white chocolate on the outside, and you got the nougat on the inside, and a little caramel in there, but
it is very striking. It's very unique. It's a unique bar out there that I think's, like, often underrated and overlooked.
Yeah. I feel like it's always been the future of candy bars. Like, ever since it's been put out there, it's like what companies are striving to, like, be innovative enough to catch up to the Zero Bar, but just have never been able to catch up to how innovative that Zero Bar really is. It's just really solid, solid piece of candy.
Absolutely. And I think the Snickers is, everyone knows about the Snickers. It's basically just the Milky Way with peanuts. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they have a decent advertising campaign, and I think everyone knows what you're getting with Snickers. Mary, what are you thinking? Snickers or Zero Bar?
So until me and Zach started dating, I've never, like, had a Zero Bar. I, like, would always overlook it because, I don't know, it's just not that appealing to me. And then, like, a little, like, silver, like, package. Like, I've never really had one until we started dating. I would always just, like,
Somebody's got to tell you about the Zero Bar before.
Yeah, like, really, Exactly. Like,
it's the way, but it's why everybody that's ever came to the Zero Bar has been told by somebody else, like, hey, yeah, you gotta try this thing out.
Yeah.
The packaging
is not, it's not advertised. It's just like, really, you would never see a commercial. Like, all these other things have like Super Bowl commercials, and Zero Bar's never, I've never seen a commercial for it.
Yeah. No.
You know, the packaging, that silver packaging, you know, it's hard to notice sometimes. Yeah. You know, you overlook it, like at the store, you know, that it's understated. You see these bright, vibrant colors, but that cool, classic silver wrapper, it's just there, always lurking in the background, the corner of your eye. It's not until someone points it out to you. You know what? I'm getting my vote towards the Zero Bar. The 12-seeded Zero Bar gets my vote.
Well, the Zero Bar does sound delicious, but, like, I don't think I've ever had it personally, so I'm going to have to go with Snickers because, you know, I actually ate a Snickers.
We know Ed standing at the edge of the world.
Well, I'm definitely going with the Zero Bar.
Yep.
All
right, the 12-seeded Zero Bar. Upset takes down the 5th-seeded Snickers, which rounds out the first round of the Chocolate Conference, which will now take us to the Western Sweets and Sour Division. We start with the 2nd-seeded Gummy Candy versus the 15-seeded Lemonhead.
Yeah. When you're chewing on lemon heads, they definitely get stuck in your teeth. And I feel like lemon heads are very bad for, like, cavities and stuff. Really classic candy. I feel like lemon heads are maybe one of the first candies to ever even come about. Like, the first, you know, logo for candy. But, like, gummy bears and everything, those are good, too. I'm going with gummies. I'm going with gummies on this. I mean, I feel like it's not as bad on your teeth. And I feel like for this, for kind of this whole side, I might be like just picking what's least damaging to my molars almost. But I feel like gummies kind of has a cushion when you're chewing on it. And the sugar is getting in your belly a little faster. You're just like, you can slurp down some gummy worms without even chewing on it, basically. So, I'm going with gummies.
It is nice. There, you know, gummies, that there's just a good texture to it. They're fun to chew on, almost. Yeah. It's like you get, like, the funness of, like, working out your jaw muscles a little bit like you would with, like, chewing gum. But it's, you know, it's not going to, like, just hang out in your intestines for 7 years. No, I'm partial to, like, the sour coated ones, like your sour gummy worms, and lemon heads are good. You know, they talking about being, you know, even somewhat healthier, you know, they make vitamins that are gummies now. Like, I take 2 gummy vitamins a day. Or, you know, you might get some gummies infused with THC if you're so inclined. Like, so I think that just the spectrum of gummy candies, so many different shapes, so many different textures. You got sour, you got regular. I think it's hard to argue against gummies. Mary, do you have any kind words for lemon heads?
I don't know. I eat lemon heads. They're fine. Like, you know, it's, I don't like how it's like, kind of like chewy on the outside, and then it's like a hard candy on the inside, kind of. So, like, if you chew on it enough, like, you're gonna break your teeth. So, but gummies all around, you can just chew on them, and you can't, like, run the risk of breaking your teeth on a hard candy. So, I would definitely go with gummies on this one, because our go-to are those little watermelons that we love.
Oh, yeah.
The watermelon gummies are, like, the best thing ever. And,
kind of, like, based off Sour Patch Kids. The Sour Patch Kids lemon gummies. Or watermelon gummies.
Yeah, the watermelon gummies. And like Ed said, you got the weed ones, and they're just, you know, it's nice.
They are nice. Yeah, I got to go with the favorite here right now, the two-seeded gummy candies. You know, I like lemon heads, but gummy candies, just give me some gummy candies. I'll take the gummies.
Yeah, gummies are going to be hard to beat.
Our favorites are strong in this competition, let me tell you. All right, now we move on to the 7-seeded Skittles versus the 10th-seeded Nerds. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about hard on the teeth? These two right here, these are some teeth killers.
Yeah, they're very colorful, though. You know, you got the Skittles, it's the taste of the rainbow, and that's just kind of pleasant. Like, every time you know, you're chewing on it, you're thinking about rainbows and unicorns and stuff, and Nerds is just kind of like this funny little character, aren't they? Like the Nerds, you know, isn't there like a nerd character? Like the actual little nerd
mascot
pebble thing. Like, yeah, they like, come alive, you know?
Yeah, they're
kinda
like...
kind of looks like Yoshi.
Sort of, kinda. A little bit. Yeah, like they're like supposed to be like nerd shape, like the shape of the candy, but they're like have like faces and stuff.
Yeah, they have eyes.
They have a fun little character.
Yeah, that's...
That looks like
Yoshi. That's pretty clever. Man, Nerds are basically just sugar, you know? Like, is there really a difference in flavor between, like, if you get, like, purple ones and red ones? Like, can you really even tell the difference? Really, it's hard to even tell the difference in Skittles. Like, it's all Skittles pretty much taste the same, too. Like, they don't have that much of a different flavor between the colors.
Yeah, I feel like Skittles might be like falling into that same kind of trap that Fruit Loops is, where, like, you know, Fruit Loops, every Fruit Loop tastes the same. Like the purple Fruit Loop doesn't have a different flavor than the yellow Fruit Loop. They're all just Fruit Loop flavor. They're just colored differently. I feel like you might get the same kind of thing with Skittles, of like just being a really tart, sour flavor. Like, it's hard to differentiate anything beyond that. I think there'll be something to that. Same with Nerds. This could be a tough one. Mary, what
Skittles
do you...
Skittles are a little easier on the teeth, and I kind of like getting a big wad of Skittles, like, and almost chewing it like bubble gum for that maybe 10 seconds before it just kind of withers away. But Nerds is kind of like putting, like, a bunch of gravel in your mouth, and, like, nobody wants to fill their mouth with a bunch of gravel, so I'm just going to go with Skittles.
Skittles, tasting the rainbow. Mary, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Skittles as well, because, like Ed said, it is like eating a bunch of rocks. Like, it's just a crunchy, like, sugary texture, and it's just not as pleasing, I guess, as just, you know, eating the Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is. Skittles are a little bit softer. I think they're kind of a little chewy, though, like, unlike the gummies where... You know, they dissolve a little quicker. I feel like the candy coating of the Skittles is, I feel like that might make the chewiness of the Skittles linger a little bit longer in the molars. The Nerds, something I used to do with Nerds is, like, if you, like, let them, like, sit in your mouth for a long time, they do, like, basically just dissolve down into sugar, like, into, like, fine pieces of sugar. And I probably would have voted for the Nerds. I remember, like, as a kid, I definitely went through a big nerd phase where every time I'd go to Ameristop or something, I'd always ask my mom or my dad to get me a pack of Nerds. I was really into Nerds for a little bit there. I was never really that big into Skittles. You know, sometimes if they come out with, like, a new flavor pack, like a tropical Skittles or the all berry Skittles, I might try that out. But it was something that... I'd get them a lot around Halloween time, the little packs, and that's when I'd get Skittles, but I wouldn't really go out of my way to get Skittles outside of that scenario. That's neither here nor there. Skittles moves on. You know, absolutely a worthy contestant for the next round.
What do you think? If you take Nerds and you put it into a glass of warm water, would you have Kool-Aid?
Ooh. You might, you know, let it dissolve and spin it around. You might just end up with some, like, kind of like a sourish Kool-Aid. You might. That's a good call. It's a good experiment. You can try that out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to number 3-seed Starburst versus 14, Mike and Ike's. You know, Starburst, they do taste different between each color. I feel like Mike and Ike's do kind of all taste the same. Unless, is there like any offshoots of Mike and Ike's that's like cinnamon Mike and Ike's or something? Or
that would be like red, or what are they? It's not Red Hots. Are they Red Hots?
Might be Red Hots. That sounds like, yeah, there might be like a cinnamon kind of variant of the Mike and Ike. There's definitely fruity Mike and Ike's.
And I feel like there are cinnamon ones.
Yeah, I think there are. I think that makes, seems like there's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we can include
they do kind
of
have
though.
A couple different types of flavors for Mike and Ike's, but you know, yeah. Starburst even has like their own like Jello, you know, like there's a Starburst Jello
like,
where they have their flavors.
Jelly beans. Yeah.
Ooh, and Starburst jelly beans like around Easter. Easter time. If you get those are like
those are
pretty fine jelly beans to get are the Starburst jelly beans.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite Starburst flavor?
I would just go with like a red cherry, probably.
Ooh, yeah. I think the one that everyone kind of loses their mind over are the pink ones. I know that was my favorite back in the day, but I think you're right. I think if you know the pink ones are almost they're almost too sweet sometimes. I do like the red. The red cherry is nice. It's a little bit different enough. You open up one of those little two packs, the Halloween two packs, and you get, you know, double pink or a double red or a red and a pink. That's like optimal right there. Like, you know, you might get a yellow and you'd be like, okay, this is fine.
Here's kind of the thing about Starburst for me, though, is like it almost just seems like you're putting plastic into your body. You're like, what really is this taffy? Like I'm just chewing on this plastic that really never fully dissolves. Like I'm basically just swallowing like a hunk of petroleum or something, I feel like. And then it's like, who knows what it ever turns into or where it comes out. Like, I feel like that just kind of like plaques up somewhere in your body. Like, I don't know. It's like, how do Starbursts actually digest? I mean, I feel like that's one of the most solid of all these candies. Like, Mike and Ike's are going to still dissolve a little faster when you're chewing them up, but it's like Starburst, you could just kind of throw them in there and bite a couple times, and then you're like, man, is this thing ever going to go away? I just got to swallow it. And then it's like, that's like a whole credit card worth of plastic material that you're just kind of, I don't know. It's like all the candies on this side just feel so synthesized, kind of like they're like gelatin. At least with the chocolate side, like, I mean, you can kind of explain where chocolate and stuff comes from, but I'm still going with Starburst. I don't really put that into consideration too much when I'm eating. So I just throw down the Starburst over the Mike and Ike's.
I think I'd agree with you. Like, I could see a scenario in which I go into a store and I'm like, I'm buying some Starburst. Like I'm looking at the things and a pack of Starburst. I'm going to get that. I don't foresee myself going into a store and buying a packet of Mike and Ike's. I just don't see that happening. The only time I really ever have Mike and Ike's is if I go into like a gas station or something and they have like the little vending machine. They're not even a vending machine. It's like one of those like kids turnstile things where you put a quarter in and you get a handful of peanuts or a handful of Mike and Ike's. That's the only time. And that's like, if I go into this gas station or an auto body shop and that's all they have. They have like a vending machine of like cans of Coca-Cola that you get for 75 cents, or you can get a little little Easter egg with a plastic ring in it, a handful of peanuts or a handful of Mike and Ike's for 25 cents. The only time I'm ever getting a Mike and Ike. So yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Starburst on this one. Mary, do you have any kind words for Mike and Ike's? Or are you also on board of the Starburst train?
I do have some kind words because back in the day when I worked at Pomp's, we had like Zach said, like the candy machines where you put a quarter in there and you get candy, and we always had Mike and Ike's in there. So it brings me back to, you know, getting the souffle cup and filling it up with Mike and Ike's and just eating those at work when you're bored. So that's, yeah, and I like Mike and Ike's. If I feel like I would choose Starburst over Mike and Ike's because, like, I feel like there's more flavor to it. Because if you, like, sit there and you're eating this Mike and Ike and you suck all the sugaring flavor off of it, all you have is, like, a tasteless, like, gummy in the middle. But with Starburst, it's, like, juicy all the way through eating it. So I think I'm going to go with Starburst as well.
Mm-hmm.
Three-seeded Starburst moves us forward.
I wanted to kind of note, though, like,
I feel like
those machines that we're talking about, is that going to be kind of like a pastime for some reason? Like, after, when people say, like, we'll never go back to the old ways, like, yeah, and, like, it's not even that Corona would really be passed too much on one of those things, but I can see how, like, when people talk about how it'll never be like it was, I feel like that's the type of stuff they're talking about, too, is, like, you'll just never see those candy machines around again. We might never go back to the movie theaters. Maybe AMC is really just going to close, and you'll just always have to get your movies through your TV at home.
On demand.
Or maybe drive-ins will come back, but I feel like that's one thing that's a pastime now that we'll just never see again, are those machines that you put a quarter in and some Mike and Ikes come out. That's the old America.
Yeah, I can see that. It's gonna be tough, you know. It's gonna double her. Like, what happens when you phase out like quarters and change? Like, how often do you find yourself with change if you're always using your debit card to make all your purchases? I mean, I rarely have cash on me. I know that, so I couldn't even get the handful of peanuts or the handful of Mike and Ikes most of the time.
Hey, we put the Draco to your face. I seen Lil Tivo knock him out. I bet we put him in his place. 20 grace up in his house, and we all posted with K's. Let him play, I air him out. I just walk him down in my J's. I'm still posted with cutters. I shoot at mamas and brothers. We ain't worried about the others. We see them niggas, they suffer. We back them up in the duffel. We dap them up, then we bust them. I brought my flip flops and fights, cause I'm shooting. I'm never scared.
Murder scum. Come and meet you at your door. Yeah, it's me, bitch. AR-15, and he got a scope with my ski. Bitch, big grape on the vine, big low. We spit in cheese, shit. Take your diss song, get you killed, then make a remix. Ask him, do he wanna slide tonight? If he don't, he gon' die tonight. $1,000 Glock is out of pipe, you know we gripping tight. If the price is right, catch him on sight, walk up and take his life. Told the ops to wipe the chalk up, dead his body late that night. Camping out in bushes and ditches, that's if I wanna miss it. By myself, I made the decision, don't want no cold or feeling. Catch a witness, catch a face shot, don't need no reminiscing. Breath racing, I'm face to face, catch a case, then I'm not guilty. Yeah, I'm not guilty. I get rich or die trying, I'm not filthy. I just fucked the plug, bitch, now it's watch missing. Time is money, nigga, we finesse the clock with it. I got shooters at the line, call him Mike Bibby. He playing guy, we spin around, do a 360. This an Xbox, you a G-Shop. Draco Ryan shotgun, got the seat hot. Miami, I got heat, bitch, I'm Chris Bosh. 223, hit his feet, make him hopscotch. You just served two niggas that look like Drake and Josh. No wonder why the police on your block hot. You got shot, let me shoot you in the same spot. I got money, but I'm still on that same block. Caught a body and I still got that same Glock. Go dig it up, I bet it's still in that same spot. Yeah, and I'm still in that same spot. Yeah, and I ride for my niggas. And I ride for my niggas. I die for my niggas. We like fuck them other niggas.
Ay, ay, we put the Draco to your face. I seen Lil Tivo knock him out. I bet we put him in his place. 20 grace up in his house, and we all posted with K's. Let him play, I air him out. I just walk him down in my J's. I'm still posted with cutters. I shoot at mamas and brothers. We ain't worried about the others. We see them niggas, they suffer. We back them up in the duffel. We dab them up, then we bust them. I brought my flip flops. Cause I'm shooting, I'm never scum.
It takes us to the final matchup in the first round of 16. We have the six-seeded Tootsie and/or Blow Pops versus the 11th seeded Warheads. So, you know, you got the filled sucker, which I'm always a big fan of, you know, just the regular sucker. It's kind of boring, but, you know, put a piece of gum in there or a nice gob of Tootsie Roll. I can get down with that. And then you got the Warheads, which, you know, famously the most sour candy on the kid market. Hit the big on the scene in the 90s. Now they've also kind of moved into the gummy realm too. You know, they have the classic hard candies. They have these little gummy Warhead cube things as well. I think this is an interesting showdown.
I do like the Warhead though. It always makes you smile when you start sucking on it. It's just like it pinches your kind of cheeks a little and kind of makes you do a funny face, just like the rapper shows. I think Warheads are something that kind of has spread joy around the world since they came out in the 90s. Because I mean, it's funny anytime somebody puts some Warheads in your mouth. Like if you put like four or five, like that person is going to be cracking up because their mouth just has so much sourness. But Tootsies, you got like the Tootsie Roll, like there's a whole song about it. So it's like both of these candies have really just kind of made some fun times for everybody. But I'm going with Warhead. I feel like it's kind of like Zero Bars. I mean, these are really innovative candies that are, and the Milky Way. I feel like the Milky Way, Zero Bars, Warheads, that's going to be something that like we have around for a long, long time. There's some of these other classic candies that I could see kind of drifting away as kids kind of take interest more in things that have a little more pizzazz and a little more clever, like the Warhead. I mean, I think it's a cool candy.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, oh man, this is a tough one. On the one hand, I remember Warheads coming out in the 90s, and they were huge. They were everywhere. You know, you're always like trading them, trying to find like what was the more sour. Can you withstand them? Can you eat two of these at a time? Can you eat three Warheads at a time? How many of these Warheads can you handle before you break? You know, they are rare, though. You know, a Tootsie Pop, a Blow Pop. If I get one of these, like, in a bag, I'm going straight for that. I mean, it's so hard. Do I want gum? Do I want to have a nice big... Because they have really good flavors. There's a lot of flavor in this category for hard candy. I was always partial to the raspberry Tootsie Pop. The chocolate Tootsie Pop was never my thing. I know some people like that. That was when I was always skipping. No thanks on that. Blow Pops, just it's all good. It's so hard. This is a tough one. They need to make some filled Warheads. I think I have to go with the Tootsie and Blow Pop, though. You know, I love Warheads, but I feel like I have to go with my gut right now, which tells me Tootsie and or Blow Pops gets my vote. Mary, what are you thinking?
So the Warheads, they're like super sour, but they're really good. But then like once you get past like the sourness, it has like a nice like not sour hard candy inside. So that was always nice.
Kind of sweet. It's nice, yeah, sweet, it was candy. Sweet,
like a sweet little ending to it. And then like for Blow Pops and Tootsie Pops, I enjoy a nice Tootsie Pop. On the other hand of Zach, I like the chocolate ones. Like, it's different. It's a hard candy that tastes like chocolate. How can you go wrong? But with Blow Pops, the thing is, like, I enjoy a nice hard candy, but when you get to the gum center, it's like you get, like, maybe 2-3 minutes of flavor out of that gum. So it's like, what's the point? You wasted all that time getting to the gummy center for the gum to lose its flavor in 2 to 3 minutes. So it's like,
yeah,
what's the point?
Was this even worth it?
Was it worth it? So I think I'm going to go with Warheads.
Oh, Ed, comes down to you. We got one for Tootsie Blow Pops, one for Warheads. What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm going with Warheads. I've always been a fan since they came out. You know, I don't even have to eat them that often to, like, really root for Warheads. I like the concept. I mean, how much sour can you take? It's just, I think that's kind of just something fun for kids to do. It's just, there's something enjoyable about the sour flavor.
Yeah, no, you'll get no arguments from me. I thought that was one of the toughest matchups in the entire first round right there. I was like in the direction of that one. All right, we have our Elite Eight, which takes us back to the Eastern Chocolatey Division with the one-seeded Reese's versus the eighth-seeded Take Five. Now, there's a little bit of incestual crossbreeding going on with some of these bars. You know, we had one of our bags of chocolate downstairs was a Reese's Take Five. It was a Take Five with the Reese's peanut butter in it in place of the caramel, or in addition to the caramel. It was delicious. Take Five versus good. The Reese's. Ed, what do you think about this matchup right here?
Well, I just got to go with Reese's, because it's such a classic. I mean, I feel like all the peanuts made in Georgia, maybe. Feel like there's a lot of peanut plants around the country that really rely on Reese's peanut butter being going around the world, and I like brands that, you know, have one ingredient that they really stick to and just really focus on. And it's like Reese's peanut butter. It's like you can't almost say peanut butter without thinking about Reese's, and that's just something that's really solid. Take Five, like, you can't really say exactly what five things are even in the Take Five. It's hard to tell, but the Reese's, you just think peanut butter, Reese's, and it's just like what's floating in everybody's mind all the time. When you want peanut butter, you want Reese's, and I'm going with Reese's.
They're keeping it simple, baby. How about you, Mary? What are you thinking, Reese's or the Take Five?
I'm gonna go with the Take Five, because you get a little bit more, like, variety in the candy bar, because there is, like, I guess, five things that come in it, as opposed to the Reese's that you just get chocolate and peanut butter. And, like we said, we have, like, the Reese's Take Fives. So, you know. So, I'm going to go with the Take Five bar.
Well, if you're going to go talk about jam-packing stuff and going away from simplicity, what about the Reese's cups that have pieces in the cups?
I mean, those were delicious.
a Reese's cup filled invention. With Reese's pieces? I know. What will they think of next? I'm going to give this one to the Reese's. Like, this Reese's are so good. You know, Take Five, new kid on the block. Definitely bringing a lot to the table. Putting a pretzel inside the candy bar is a genius move. But until you can take down the iconic, timeless, delicious pairing of chocolate and peanut butter, I don't see how you're going to make much headway. I'm going to give my vote to the Reese's, who will move forward to the final four. Which takes us to the battle of two long shots. I think quietly we have a showdown of the 13th seed Milky Way versus the 12th seed Zero Bar.
Oh, wow. This is two very great brands. Very tasty. But I hold the Zero so close to my heart for some reason. I just feel like, you know, there's been times that, like, I've been out on the highway, my car has broken down, and I'm out of gas, and I look over in the passenger seat, and I have a Zero Bar, and I'm like, everything's going to be okay. I got this Zero Bar. It's going to buy me at least 8 hours before I need to eat again, and, like, it's not going to dehydrate me too much. You know, Milky Way, it's never came through for me like that before. I don't know if it's just circumstance or what, But Zero Bar has always been there for me when I needed something to help me out. And it's like, waking up like downtown some city, you know, I look in my satchel and I'm like, oh, I did get that Zero Bar yesterday and I still have it in the packaging. I'm going to open it up and there's breakfast. There's just been so many crunch time moments that it's like, that the Zero Bar has been like maybe what I spent my last few dollars on. I bought a Zero Bar and a 24-ounce Coke, and I drank the Coke already, and I'm like, man, I got to hold on to the Zero Bar. I don't want to eat it yet. And then a couple hours later, I mean, Zero Bar is just, it's always helped me out, so I'm going with Zero over Milky Way.
All right, that's one vote for the Zero Bar. Now let's move it over to you, Mary. What are you thinking?
Like I said before, I've never really had the Zero Bar, like, so, and I like my caramel and my chocolate. I think it's a nice mix, and you throw in that nougat that's in the Milky Way, right? It has nougat and caramel and then chocolate.
Yep.
So I'm probably just going to go with the Milky Way.
You know, I'm kind of shocked at you, Mary. Not only is, because the Zero Bar has the white chocolate, which I know you're a fan of.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised you'd vote for, you know, two not that dissimilar bars.
They both have nougat.
That's right. You know, what's interesting to me is that the Zero Bar took down the Snickers, which is basically a Milky Way with a peanut. So there's no chance in hell am I voting for the Milky Way in this scenario. I like Snickers a lot more than Milky Way because of the peanut.
Because of the nuts.
So the 12-seeded Zero Bar is absolutely getting my vote, taking down the even more basic bitch Milky Way. So the Zero Bar, the long shot, has made it to the final four in the chocolate round.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. Now let's go over back to the sweet and sour division, where we have the second-seeded gummy candies versus the seventh-seeded Skittles.
Well, there's so many types of gummy out there. You got gummy bears, gummy worms, Skittles. You got the whole rainbow. You know, I'm not a huge sugar eater. You know, gummies are kind of light on the sugar. It's almost like a Jell-O. It's just a harder gelatin, and like Jell-O doesn't feel like that unhealthy for you. I'm going with gummies over Skittles. Like, Skittles are just a little too much sugar. I like the gummies because there's so many varieties of what, you know, you could even kind of play around with your gummies before you eat them. You know, if you got some bears, you can, you know, it's like having got some gummy worms, you can play a prank on somebody and be like, ooh, look at these worms, and then you eat it. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, but Skittles are just Skittles. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Skittles are, I find them to be kind of boring right now. But the gummies, they're just endless. The possibilities, what you can do with a gummy, it's just so much more. I mean, a Skittle is like, it's that candy coating on top of, like, kind of like the little piece of gummy. It's, I'm telling you, that extra coating just makes your teeth just get gummed up. It's not as bad as the all-time worst Butterfinger for gumming up your teeth, but I think Skittles are up there, you know? Like, you know, if you were to eat a Butterfinger and some Skittles, you're going to be seeing the dentist the next day if you ate them both in tandem.
I wish Butterfinger was on here.
Yeah, it was a close call. It was a close almost round. And looking back, I might have bumped maybe the Milky Way and or the Snickers, maybe combined them, bumped them out, one of them out, and put the Butterfingers in. That's just an overlook, you know. Only so many you can get. I could have put in a Mound or a Baby Ruth bar in there. You know, this is a good one, but I wanted Almond to Joy. Make sure there was a good
There's
spread.
Always next year.
Almond Joy. Yeah. Halloween will always come back around. So I'm putting my vote with the gummy candies. Mary, do you have any kind words for Skittles?
No, I was leaning towards gummies as well.
Powerhouses, the second-seeded gummy candies moves on to the final four. And now we have the last Elite Eight showdown between the third-seeded Starbucks and the 11th-seeded Warhead.
Starbucks.
Oh, yep, good catch. Starburst. All right, man.
Is this an advertisement?
Let's hear it. Starburst? That is. That was a Freudian slip right there. Starburst or Warheads, Mary? What are you feeling?
They're both, like, not a candy that I would choose. Like, if I had all these candy options, I probably wouldn't choose either of them over some other candies. But if I had to choose between the two, like, they're so different because, like, Warheads are just sour, and then you have, like, sweet and chewy Starburst. So, I think I'm gonna go with Starburst because, like, I don't know. They're not that sour, so, like, if you're not feeling something sour, then it's just something, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so Starburst gets your vote. See, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going Warheads on this one. I like sweet and chewy. It's good. I have nothing wrong with sweet and chewy. But in this particular matchup, I like the hard and sour. Sour and hard. I like the challenge aspect of it, kind of like we were talking about in the first round. It's a challenge to yourself, you know. I feel like when you eat a couple Warheads, you're a better person, you're a better human being afterwards because you survive something. You put yourself to a challenge. You put yourself at risk by eating the Warhead versus the Starburst, you know, it's just you're just having a nice lackadaisical day, and you're gonna have a couple Starbursts, get something sweet. Warheads, you're surviving something. It's a challenge to yourself. Warheads gets my vote. Ed,
yeah,
take us home. Warheads or Starbursts?
Starburst is a classic candy. It's been around for a while, but Warhead, and you can't eat Warheads like all the time. I mean, that's kind of like a couple times a year thing. Like, I've never met somebody that, like, weekly eats Warheads. And if I were to meet that person, that would be... What type of person do you think just, like, every time they go to Walgreens or every time they go to the convenience store gets Warheads? I mean, that person would be pretty amped up. I mean, that person's probably buying Red Bulls every time they're going shopping too, but still Starburst, it's just like it's so plastic, like doesn't seem very healthy. At least the Warheads, like, eventually kind of seem like they melt down to a liquid. I'm going with Warheads, even though I would have Starburst more often. The Warhead is just, it's clever enough to go to the final four.
I like it. All right. Our final four is two battles of David and Goliath.
Far away from where I want to.
In the chocolate division, we have the one-seeded Reese's versus the 12-seeded Zero Bar. And in the sweet and sour division, we have the second-seeded Gummy Candies versus the 11th-seeded Warheads. Some nice symmetry you got going on here. All right, let's start out with the one-seeded Reese's versus the 12th-seeded Zero Bar. So now, I've really liked the run Zero Bar has had so far. This was a long shot that took down Snickers and Milky Way, two titans in the chocolate bar game. When you say, what bar are you going to have today? I think a lot of people out there are going to pick the Snickers or the Milky Way. Zero Bar, often overlooked. Underappreciated. But for my part, I've loved Reese's since day one. I got to give my vote right out here in front to the Reese's. You know, we haven't even talked about the fast break. The Reese's fast break. That's kind
like
of
a wafer in it.
It's sort of like, it's like one of these bars where it's like a Milky Way. It's got kind of like a, maybe a cookie kind of like nougat layer topped with the chocolate and the peanut butter. It's, you know, Reese's really diversified its portfolio. It's not just the classic cup and peanut butter. Now, Ed, I'm going to throw it to you. Reese's or Zero Bar?
Well, Zero Bar's always been there for me, and I got to roll with Zero Bar. Maybe next year when Zero Bar comes back, it'll be a higher ranking, and it won't be a 12 seat, and maybe it'll be able to take on the Reese's a little better next year. Maybe they'll be the first game. But, you know, I love the Zero, and I'm going to stick with it all the way till the final showdown. So there's no way I'm backing off and giving it the Reese's. I'm sticking with the Zero.
That brings our deciding vote to you, Mary. Who you rolling with? You rolling with the Reese's or are you rolling with the Zero Bar? What bar are you?
I'm definitely going with Reese's. Yeah, because I don't know. Like I said, I've never really had the Zero Bar. It's, you know, it's not as iconic to me as the Reese's. So, Reese's cups all day.
Next time I go to this gas station, I'm going to get you a couple Zero Bars, and you're going to treat yourself. Okay? And you're going to learn about the greatness that is the Zero Bar.
Well, then I'll just have to wash it down with a bunch of Reese's cups after that.
Ouch. All right. So we have the one-seeded Reese's going to the finals, but we move over to the Western Conference, the sweet and sour. We have the two-seeded Gummy Candy versus the 11-seeded Warhead.
Coming at you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the Tom Tom Club, so check it out.
Thank you.
we move on to the Western Conference. We have the second-seeded Gummy Candies versus the 11th-seeded Warheads. Ed, I'll throw it to you.
Oh, what a showdown.
Gummy Candies, Warheads.
Yeah, honestly, the Warheads really are a little too sweet and a little too sour. And gummies are something that, you know, it's never bad to have a gummy for a dessert. So I'm going with the gummies. You can eat a decent amount of them without it being too sugary. I mean, if you get a sugar-coated gummy, yeah, that's a lot of sugar. But if you just get a plain gummy worm, I mean, you eat a whole bag and it's filling you up and you're not going to get diabetes or anything, even if you eat it every day. I mean, there's not that much sugar in just a plain gummy. It's just all gelatin. No. So I'm going with gummies.
Gummies gets a vote. All right, Mayor Bear, how are you feeling about the gummies versus the Warheads?
I'm going with gummies as well because it's nice, sugary, and it's not too sour and overpowering as opposed to the Warheads. So I'm going with the simple, sweet gummy. Yep.
I love it. There you have it. I, too, was going to go to the gummy candies. This is a true styles clash. You got the soft, sometimes sweet, sometimes sour gummies of a million shapes and sizes versus the hard, sour, but delicious Warhead. You know, I think gummy candies, there's so many size, shapes, variants. There's a lot of classic taste out there. The Warheads, you know exactly what you're getting every time you get it. Gummy candies, I think, is a worthy finalist. Like this right here, this is a matchup of the Goliaths. One and the two. The gummy candies versus the Reese's. Ed, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Reese's. It's the peanut butter. Reese's peanut butter is just, I've always been a chocolate peanut butter guy over the, you know, sugar taffy. If I'm looking in a Halloween bowl, I'm always going to go for something chocolate or coconut over any type of taffy or gummy material. So I'm going to go with Reese's because there's a lot of off brands that have came about it. I mean, gummy, it's not really a brand. There's thousands of types. It's almost, I mean, I guess no one's even patented the gummy before. I mean, I guess that kind of came about maybe a little after the Middle Ages or something in Belgium, maybe. But I don't really know the whole history of gelatin, but Reese's peanut butter, you know, it's got my vote. I'll go with Reese's.
All right, that's one vote for the Reese's. I'm gonna cast my vote, I think, for the gummy candies. You know, I did like the point you made of, you know, you walk into a room filled with Halloween candy, and you know, you see a packet of gummy bears versus a packet of or a Reese's cup. And, you know, I think I, too, would be drawn to the Reese's. But I got to think outside of that. I'm thinking, hey, I'm about to hit the road. I'm about to go for a long drive. Do I want, you know, a two-pack of Reese's, or do I want a big bag of gummy worms? And I think I'm going to be hitting up those gummy worms on that drive. Now, I think there's something about them. I'm always drawn to these gummy candies, whatever it is. You know, there was a classic one. They're long gone by now.
Yeah, it's almost like a bag of pretzels.
Yeah, they are. You can.
It's like bringing a bag of chips.
Yeah, you can snack on them for a while. You know, there was a great one back in the day. It was made by Wonka brand. They were called the Wonka Puckarooms. And they were these little sour gummies that were in the shape of mushrooms, and they were soft and sour and delicious. You know, I've never really had a gummy quite as good as those were, but those are really next level. So I'm gonna give my vote in the final round to the gummies. Mary, what are you feeling for the final vote between Reese's and gummy candy?
I'm gonna go with the Reese's because it's just the perfect combination of chocolate and peanut butter. And right now, if I had to choose, I would probably choose a Reese's over gummies right now. So I'm going with the Reese's.
Wow. There you have it. A score of 2-1.
And that's the end. Wow.
Reese's.
I'm so sorry,
winner
Zachary Becker.
Of the candy. That's okay. You know what? This came down to the juggernauts. These came down to the, you know, these are the tops. You know, if someone had to win it, you knew it was going to be the Reese's or the gummy candy. Like once you see them listed there, you know who's gonna take it home. It's gonna be one of these two. I mean, there were some good ones that were out there that could have made it through. But hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I bet Vegas played these odds. Everybody saw this coming.
Well, there were a couple long shots. You know, the Zero Bar and the Warhead. These were both 12 seeds. These guys weren't favorites. They weren't at the top, but you know, I thought they had some really good Cinderella runs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We'll see what happens next year.
That's right. This will all come back around. You know, I'm looking out for big things on Zero Bar. I think they're going to up their profile a bit and I think going to come back strong.
I think the Zero Bar could eventually take the championship. It just might take a few years before they get there.
Yeah.